Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your great love, that you loved us even before you made this earth beautiful for mankind, for us. Lord, you predestined us in Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus, you saw the beauty of what you so desired, fellowship and love and obedience and dedication you saw in your Son. And so you had the wonderful desire and plan and purpose to create man in your image and likeness, to be conformed into the image of Jesus. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that everything has been done to restore that goodness, that divine intention where you predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless in fellowship and in love and in obedience. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 8, verse 28 to 30. And we know that to them that love God, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also foreordained to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom he foreordained, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified.
Hallelujah. This is a powerful portion of scripture that just points out to we not what we think we are and what others think we are, because our thinking and the thinking of people out there will always be according to their best intentions, or yeah, sometimes even their wrong intentions. But the wonderful thing we see here is we are God's idea. God planned to have children in the image and likeness of his Son, and that's why this beautiful world was put together, formed layer upon layer, and every layer he said was good. And then when he brought man into the picture, he said it was very good, because that was the crown of his creation. This world was made for us and for God to be a wonderful playground of us just enjoying our God and finding his heart in a unique destiny in Jesus for us. And that's the original plan. It's like parents that set everything up to birth their children, and then they are there to nourish and encourage their children into the fullness of their love plan to the best of their ability. And we sit with God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that's got all power, all love, all wisdom, and they are everywhere. They are all over, omnipresent. And that's the God that has called us according to a wonderful purpose that he's had in his heart from the beginning, from eternity, and it's going right into the future. And as it says here, he is the one that called us, and he's the one that is there to bring to pass this wonderful purpose that he's got for us. So all we can do is just stay close to our God morning by morning. His mercies are new. Mercies in favor, mercies in a new day, and mercies in a new portion of that wonderful love plan taking place. And then most of all, he awakens our heart to hear. He shines light into our heart morning by morning. He teaches us. His word comes to us so that we can have faith. And because faith is precious to God, because he inhabits faith, and then he's there to help us then. Because faith comes, then faith gets tested, and then faith gets realized. So he's here to see us through into the fullness of his love plan from beginning to the end. So be blessed. Stay with your God. Look to your God. Set your mind on things above, not on this earth, because your life is hid with Christ in God. The fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell in Christ. And the word goes on so beautifully, and you have come to fullness of life in him, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.